Ghana yesterday made history when IDEC, the Peace Council, the National House of Chiefs, and the Asantehene hosted political party leaders to commit themselves to peace before and after the December 7 general elections. Social and political analysts talked to commend the efforts of the organizers and the participation of the former president, Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings, and John Ejekum Kufo. First, Mr. Dan Markin, a leading member of the NDC.
I want to thank the Peace Council for the initiative, and I also want to thank Otunfo for the able chairmanship of the whole program, his contribution to it. I think that this is yet another first that Ghana has chalked, and I want to thank the entire leadership that were there. But more importantly, I want to congratulate the president. He's done a wonderful and human job. Not many people will succumb themselves to such coming down to assist a person who is the commander-in-chief of the whole country. He's the president of the country. And yet, he humbles himself and sits down there, and others are addressing him, talking to him, some are even attacking him, and he takes it in his stride. And wants peace, because of Ghana. Look, I'm holding on to power. I have power, but I want to put it aside, and I want to concentrate on Ghana having peace. And that was a good thing. That's a sign of great humility, a sign of great strength that the president displayed. And I want to commend him. I want to commend all the other candidates too. Some did very well, some not that much well. But in all, they all appended their signature to the peace accord, and I think that it is good for Ghana. It's in the right direction, and I entreat all Ghanaians to take a cue from this. Let's live as brothers. Let's live as one people. The constitution will say that when we go for elections, 150 plus one person votes for one person, we should all give our strength and our support to the person and rule the country. The tendency where after elections, people begin to act as if we are still going for elections ought to stop. And let Ghana have peace and let's have development. And I believe that if we do that, and after elections we put everything behind us, and so long as a leader has been chosen and has been announced by the Electoral Commission, we'll all move on. And I pray that we all take admonition from all the things that were said, that we endeavor not to do anything that will mar the reputation of the EC and the reputation of the entire process.
Mr. Markin said he is proud to be a Ghanaian, especially looking at the symbol of unity of purpose displayed in the Kumasi peace talks by the two former presidents.
I think that they all spoke their hearts out, and I think that the lessons from what they said is what matters most. Number one, they all want peace. They all want us to build on what we have done in the past. And I think that I will look at what former President Rawlings said, and I think that he touched on all the facets, all the areas that could affect the generality of the sanctity of the elections. And I think that I commend him for that. He spoke very well. He gave his good speech. Though people were calling on him, he said that he won't boom. And really, he didn't boom. He talked about the issues, and he told them there won't be any boom. I think that we all have to learn from the things that he said. President Kufu also touched on some areas. And it is good that you could have the two of them sitting together for the Otunfo. And that was a good sign of peace for Ghana. These are the two major leaders, former presidents of the two major parties. And if they could sit together and they could all address the nation at the same time, I think it's a good sign. Ghana is showing something to the world. And it makes me think that Ghana becoming the new spiritual center, we have really become the new spiritual center, and that we can show the world a new way of doing things. And I'm happy that I'm a Ghanaian.
Mr. Dan Markin is a leading member of the NDC.
Speaking to Radio Ghana, an aide of the flag bearer of the NPP, Abu Jinapor, said the party welcomes the initiative by the organizers, since all parties that have signed the declaration are obliged to abide by its content.
First of all, it was a noble initiative by His Royal Majesty Otumfuo-Setutu, the Peace Council, and all the other stakeholders to organize such a groundbreaking historic event. For us in the New Patriotic Party, our candidate indicated yesterday that we have always been for peace. And indeed, our candidate has demonstrated it for 40 years that he's been involved in active frontline Ghanaian politics. I recall in 2008, when he lost the 2008 elections with the slimmest of margins in the history of African politics, he did not conduct himself in any way which jeopardized the peace of this country. He accepted the results. He went to the Independence Square where Professor Mills was inaugurated, and he solidly supported the peace process in 2008. And another the MPP has done it before, and God willing, all things being equal, we will do it again in 2012.
Some people say it's one thing pending signature and another thing doing what you have agreed to do. What do you have to say about this?
Exactly the evidence that I am giving. We have done it before, and indeed, given the opportunity, we will do it again. That in 2008, we demonstrated our commitment to peace, that our candidate for the past 40 years has demonstrated in very unequivocal terms his commitment to peace. So for us, it is not just about signing to a declaration. We have lived it before, and our record speaks for itself.
What do you think has prompted the signing of declaration?
Well, I think that is a good initiative. At least we have a document where we can all, which we can all refer to. If any of the parties or the signatories to the document conduct themselves in a manner which is in breach of the dictates of the document or the tenets of the document.
The Deputy General Secretary of the CPP, Kwame Jantua, lauded the move but said it's an indictment of the political leaders coming at this time of the nation's democratic growth.
I think it's a good thing. It's very rare in this country where you find past leaders and leaders, present leaders, and those who also want to rule this country in one place. And also where you'd also get traditional leaders also part and parcel of that group. I think it's a good thing. However, I also think it's a shame that after how many years of elections in this country, 20 years, we are still talking peace. Because at the present moment, it should have been a foregone conclusion that when we have elections, there's no chance of any violence happening. That, so far as I'm concerned, is an indictment on our leaders. It's an indictment on our political parties. Because for violence to ensue, it's got to do with the behavior and rhetoric coming out of political parties. Because with these political parties, we have members who are part of these political parties. And in Ghana today, even when members are saying things that can bring about disablement in the country, you see that political leaders don't say anything.
Mr. Jantua, don't you think it's part of our democratic consolidation, the process of our democratic consolidation?
Look at the duration. Look, we've been in this dispensation 20 years now. Wouldn't we have thought that within this 20-year span, at least where peace is concerned, it would be a normal thing for all Ghanaians?
Some people say it is one thing signing it or appending a signature and another acting. What do you say about this?
It's all part of the process. Yes, and this is the point I'm making, that, you know, you can sign a declaration. If you don't hold your members accountable, then that declaration is null and void. For the president to indicate his apology, if any of his party members have said anything in the past that has brought near chaos to this country, I would have thought the opposition parties, the MPP, the CPP, would have also said on that platform that some of the rhetorics that we talked about, some of the things we said, now that we've all come together to sign this peace declaration, we are apologizing for those utterances. And from this point on, let's move forward. I didn't hear that.
The leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, said signing the declaration means there are still rough edges to be polished as far as the country's democratic consolidation is concerned.
They don't mean it. All this is not necessary. It proves that we are a totally primitive society. Listen, in America where I grew up, go and try to balance election time. You see what happens to you. You must equip your security forces, make them mobile, agile, you know, capable of swinging, you know, what we call it, tap toe, can, move, man. You know, you surround them, you know. If they try to do violence, you teach them that the government have overwhelming capacity to do violence, if you want violence. You understand? This is how you run a country. You don't run a country by begging preachers coming to preach. What does Jesus Christ have to do with this whole goddamn caboose?
So why was it we are taking precautions?
No, this is not precaution. That don't stop anybody from doing violence. You saw the violence in Kenya. Did he stop it? Huh? Akufo-Addo, he orchestrated it. They orchestrated it. You know, because they're going to do that. So the government should set up, right? Prime the security forces.
Yeah, you said Akufo-Addo orchestrated it. Do you have evidence to this effect?
That's the African mentality. Go and investigate. I'm telling you an allegation. So go into the police and tell them to investigate. That's how you do. You don't say you have evidence. If you have evidence, why do you have police? Why do you have police force?
Leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo.